Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food guys. Well, you know, you came up with an interesting term, purgatorial beans. I love the notion of purgatorial beans.
I do too. Just the name just absolutely was fascinating. It turns out that there's a really excellent recipe from Marcella Hazan, where she has paired these purgatorio beans. It's a dry bean.
Yeah, it's and white barley. Bean. Little white bean.
And there's a recipe that she calls, purgatorio bean and barley soup. So I went online to a website where I could order the ingredients for this bean, these beans. And I ordered the beans and I ordered the barley that came with it. But when I got the beans, it said cannellini on it. And I thought, well, cannellini beans aren't purgatorio beans, but we need to go back and think about, well, what are really purgatorio beans?
Yeah, what are purgatorio beans? Well, you know, I looked it up after you told me about this. And the interesting thing about them, they're grown in this volcanic soil in this Lazio region mm-hmm. north of Rome, essentially. Mm-hmm. And there's two or three little towns up there. And they've become a kind of a classical bean and much valued. It's a smaller bean than the cannellini, I guess. And it has a thinner skin mm-hmm. and it has a certain little flavor. And it's traditional to serve it on Ash Wednesday and things like that. The notion of purgatorio is something that has kind of intrigued me. And so we were debating, could it be just because that was a kind of volcanic region, known volcanic region, since they had the volcanic soil. And so they referred to the region itself as a purgatorio, kind of a folk thing, you know.
Well, that seems reasonable.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. I don't want to get any farther with it because, you know, you might get into questions of you know, what the bean does to you internally or something. You know.
No,
forget it. You know, beans are beans, right?
Cannellini beans are more elongated. Purgatorio is rounder. They are probably very similar in taste. But they're hard to come by, John.
Evidently, because it's they say the bean is at risk of being lost due to low production levels. Because they're hand-raised by, you know, farmers up there. Mm-hmm. And a small size and delicateness has made them difficult to commercialize.
Yes, yes.
Come on. If we can't make money out of it, kill it. What a notion.
But cannellini beans work very nicely in this recipe. It's really a wonderful recipe. It has Swiss chard. It's got olive oil. It has onion. It has celery, carrots, pearled barley, which means that the outer coating of the barley has been removed so that it'll cook, you know, more quickly.
Uh-huh.
And then it's got salt and pepper, and you stir in Parmigiano at the end. And
Parmigiano.
And you also have extra cheese at the table. So you soak the beans
overnight.
Or if you don't want to do that, you can bring the beans, and it's not a lot of beans for this recipe, a cup or so.
Yeah.
You bring them to boil in a lot of water, a couple of quarts of water for 2 full minutes, and then you let them sit for about an hour, and then you drain them, and then they're ready to be used in the recipe.
Right.
And the recipe then would involve combining them with the barley and the chard. Now, the chard is a pound of chard, which is like 2 bunches. It's a lot.
Quite a bit of chard.
But it'll cook down. It'll cook down. But you use the entire leaf. You're not cutting out the stems.
Oh, really?
You're using the entire leaf. You just trim the ends off.
How do you get away with that?
And then you cut the chard. The recipe says to do it in thin strips. And I don't know what thin strips means, but
thinish.
I do kind of a quarter
not
inch.
Not fat.
3/4 inch to an inch. And you just slice them, you know, horizontally. And then you cook onion, celery, and carrot together in olive oil until the onion has turned a light gold. And then you add the barley, and you add the beans, and you add the chard, and you add liquid, which can be water, it can be chicken stock, and the amount you add is entirely dependent on you, but you want this to be a soup. Now, what will happen over time is, of course, the beans will and the barley will soak up more liquid, and then you have a very thick soup or a stew, which is perfectly fine. It's perfectly wonderful. And then, I mean, you season it with salt and pepper, and then when it's done, which should not take long, it'll take maybe 20 to 30 minutes because the barley cooks quickly, and then you dish it out and you pass Parmigiano at the table. It's just an absolutely wonderful recipe.
So let me make sure you got that little process. So you've cooked the beans. You're adding cooked beans.
You're adding partially cooked beans.
Partially cooked beans. I see. This is after they've been
Yeah, because if you cook them for 2 minutes, you're just partially cooking them. Because if you tried to eat one of those at that time, they'd definitely be underdone.
Yeah, but at that still, point, you do want them to retain kind of an al dente.
They will. They'll have a wonderful, almost al dente quality to them. They'll be very edible.
Yeah, very Italiano. And we want to pass on to you that wonderful idea of Purgatorio beans and get back to us on it, you know, if something untoward happens. But you can always find us here at
The Food Guys.